Hi, Dave Herman here in the Rock and Roll Vault, and this is Rarities.
The Who celebrates their 25th anniversary, and Rarities salutes them individually and collectively all this week. Today, it's Pete Townsend with a surprise guest right after this. One of Pete Townsend's many historic solo concerts occurred in 1985 at the Academy in Brixton, England. Several of the night's performances were preserved on video, and one song in particular was released as the B-side of Pete's classic, Give Blood. Joining Townsend on stage was Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. So here's that rare combination of Townsend and Gilmour in concert with Magic Bus on Rarities.
They asked for this one yesterday, so I think I'll do it again today.
Every day we get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear.
The Who classic Magic Bus, performed on stage by Pete Townsend and David Gilmour. Tomorrow, Rarities continues its 25th anniversary salute to The Who with a rarity by Keith Moon. Till then, I'm Dave Herman. Bye.
Hi, Dave Herman here in the Rock and Roll Vault, and this is Rarities.
The Who celebrates their 25th anniversary, and Rarities salutes them individually and collectively all this week. Today, it's the late Keith Moon with a special guest after this. Back in 1974, The Who's outrageous drummer Keith Moon recorded his one and only solo album that has long been out of print. The album included Mooney's version of the Who classic, The Kids Are All Right. However, on this version, instead of Townsend on guitar, Joe Walsh is featured. So here they are, Keith Moon and Joe Walsh with The Kids Are All Right on Rarities.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl.
The long gone but never forgotten Keith Moon in a rare vocal performance of The Kids Are All Right. Tomorrow, Rarities continues its 25th anniversary salute to The Who with the spotlight on bassist John Entwistle. Till then, I'm Dave Herman. Bye.
Hi, Dave Herman here in the Rock and Roll Vault, and this is Rarities.
The Who celebrates their 25th anniversary, and Rarities salutes them individually and collectively all this week. Today, it's bassist John Entwistle when we come back. When John Entwistle released his second solo album in 1973, it seemed only natural he record the old song, Mr. Bassman. After all, he is one of rock's premier bassists. The album was deleted years ago, but preserved here in the Rock and Roll Vault. So here is Mr. Bassman himself, John Entwistle, on Rarities.
Mr. Bassman, you got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music pumping. To you it's easy when you go one, two, three, ba 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 ba.
You mean ba 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 ba.
Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with the boom 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 boom. Da 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 da. Hey, Mr. Bassman.
Originally a hit for Johnny Cymbal in 1963, that was John Entwistle's version of Mr. Bassman. Come on back tomorrow and we continue our salute to the 25th anniversary of The Who, and we spotlight Roger Daltrey.
Hi, Dave Herman here in the Rock and Roll Vault, and this is Rarities.
The Who celebrates their 25th anniversary, and Rarities salutes them individually and collectively all this week. Today, some cinematic sounds from Roger Daltrey after this word. By 1980, Roger Daltrey was no stranger to the movies. His best-known role, of course, was in the film Tommy. But that year, he starred and sang in the movie McVicker. The soundtrack had a life not much longer than the movie. So here's Roger with a little help from his friends Pete Townsend, Kenny Jones, and John Entwistle with Bitter and Twisted on Rarities. Bitter and Twisted from the 1980 soundtrack to McVicker, Roger Daltrey and company. Next time on Rarities, we conclude our 25th anniversary salute by gathering the original band on the Rock and Roll Vault stage. Don't miss it. See you then. Bye.
Hi, Dave Herman here in the Rock and Roll Vault, and this is Rarities.
The Who celebrates their 25th anniversary, and Rarities has been saluting them individually and collectively all this week. We conclude our salute with Rare Who live on CD after this word. The Who, as part of their 25th anniversary celebration, recently released a CD in England that included several previously unreleased live recordings by the band. From that CD, here they are, in concert in Philadelphia in December of 1979 with their version of the Motown classic, Dancing in the Street. One of the world's greatest live rock and roll bands, The Who, doing some dancing in the street. This concludes our week-long salute to The Who on the occasion of their 25th anniversary. And with a reunion album coming and rumors of a tour, all we can say is long live rock and long live The Who. I'm Dave Herman. Bye.